Welcome to another message from the Gospel of Luke. We're studying the Gospel of Luke from the Greek language, the language that it was written in. And we're in the 8th chapter and verse number 22. 8 and verse number 22. And from about 22 through 27, we have Jesus exhibiting his powers through the Holy Spirit over nature. Again, a told day and mia ton hemeron. Kai autos enabe ace poloin, kai hoi mathete auto kai epan pros autos diel thomen, ace to peron tes limnes, kai ane ki anek theson. Eganito, and it happened, it came to pass during one of the days, and he set sail, he embarked in a bay. He embarked, third person singular, second aorist, indicative active, from Embino. He embarked in ace ployon, a little boat. Ace, now ace means extension and limitation of thought or verbal action. Here, he went to the boat and got in the boat. And that's the action. He remained in the boat. And the habitual runners of him, the mathetes, and he said toward them, let us go through unto the other side, unto. Now here we come, the word eis to paron means unto beyond the lake. Go to the other side of the lake, to the lip of the lake, to the shore of the lake, and that they might put out to sea. All right. They might put out to sea. They might go up. They might go out and go up. 823. Pleon ton de auton. Amphi nusen, kai karabe, lelops, an nemo, eis tain lemne, kai sin eplerota, kai eki di nihon. And it says, moreover, furthermore, on top of this, while sailing, genitive plural masculine, present participle acting, while sailing with them, genitive plural masculine, third person pronoun, he fell asleep. Amphi nusen. It comes from afit nuo. Afit nuo. Hypnose is from that word. To be hypnotized by sleep. He fell asleep and dreamed. That's what that means. He fell asleep and dreamed. And it came down. Have to move that microphone there. The storm, the lalops, the storm of wind unto the lake. And they kept on being filled, and they kept on and continued to be in danger and peril and jeopardy. Now, let's go back to the customs and the ideas and the traditions of the Talmud and the Mishnah. Now, the Sea of Galilee or Lake Gennesaret was a very deep lake, about 600 feet, if I remember right, plus. And they believed that at the bottom of that lake originated great storms by a great Leviathan. And that great Leviathan guarded the gates of hell itself. Mm-hmm. At the bottom of the Sea of Galilee, they believed that the gates of hell were there. And they believed also that the evil one, there was a behemoth of the desert that caused the great storms and dust storms and the evil and the catastrophes in the desert. And then in the seas was the great Leviathans, the supernatural creature like a dragon. Mm-hmm. Now, these are Tanim in the Hebrew. When Moses and Aaron went into the palace of Pharaoh, they threw the rod down, Aaron's rod, which was actually Moses' rod, which is actually God's rod, threw it down on the floor of Pharaoh's palace, and that staff became a dragon, a supernatural creature, a Leviathan. And when Jannes and Jambres, which we know from the book of Jasher, and Paul quotes it in the New Testament, we know that Jannes and Jambres threw their rods down and their rods became dragons, typifying the power that Satan changed their rods into his dragons. The evil dragons, which the Jews believed that were the originators of all horrible death-dealing storms in the oceans and this lake, especially this lake. And they believed that from the bottom of the lake would come this Leviathan and would cause the great winds from the howling winds and the stirring of the waters by this Leviathan. Now we know that God's Leviathan, supernatural Tanin, fire-breathing dragon, swallowed up Jannes and Jambres dragons. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to the story here that we're in the middle of. They were right in the middle of a powerful force, this Kinadineo. They were in a tremendous, kept on being in the middle of a peril and danger and a terrible force. Now, 24a, and we're going to go back and read in a moment. We're going to read the Amplified Bible. Proselthontes, dia geron, auton legontes. Epistata, apolimethe, ho de diergerthes, epitimeison, to animo, kai to clidone, tu hidatos, kai episanto, kai egenito galene. Having approached, they awakened. Dia Egara. They thoroughly raised him up. Get up here, Master. Stand up, Master. Saying, Epistata. This means a superintendent, teacher. Epistata. That is a high form, a doctor of letters. Dr. Jesus is what they said to him. It means to set over many masters. That's what this word epistata means. Master, Master, we are being caused to perish. First person plural, present indicative passive. But the one, that's Jesus, that little practical substantive there, that the, ho, tohid restikon, our throne, that definite article, ho, nominee singular masculine, present for nominee singular masculine, is understood that we're talking about Jesus, the Jesus, but having been awakened, he rebuked. That means to honor over, to have power over. It comes from epi and timao. That means to have more honor than the elements of nature. He overpowered the powers of nature. He rebuked to the wind, animo, and the roughness, the stirring, the boiling of the water. That's stirring, boiling, roughness, the cleidone of the water. And they ceased for themselves, and it became kaline, still, still as a mouse, tranquility, peace, stillness. Marilyn always likes up here. We can sit here in the morning or in the evening, right now out here, and you don't hear a sound. Nothing but just a little wind. Nothing but the little creature stirring. And then in verse number 25, that pain, de autois, pu he pistis, himon, phobi thentes, de ethamasin, legontes, pros, allelus, tes, ara, utos, estin hoti kai tois, animois, epitase, kai to hidate, kai hippokousen, alto. And he said to them, I have allergies. Please excuse my runny nose. And he said to them, where? The faith of you. Where is your faith? Having feared, having been caused to fear, phobe thentes. That's an omnipotent masculine first aorist participle passive. It's a continuing thing, but it is a first aorist punctiliar action, even though it was continuous, and it is being acted upon, having been caused to fear. And they were struck out of their senses. They marveled, saying to one another, who is this one? He is that even the winds he commands. This word commands here is like a general over men, like the captain over men. They're under rowers. That the winds are subject to his power and his authority. That's what the word epitase means. Mm-hmm. And to the waters. And they hear and obey. The waters hear and obey. The waters hear and obey. The God of the universe commands all things, human and inanimate. Now, let's go read this from the Amplified Bible up to where we are now. One of those days, he and his disciples got into a boat. And he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they put out to sea, or they put out the lake. But as they were sailing, he fell off asleep, and a whirlwind revolving from below upwards. Remember what I said about the Leviathan and the powers of the world? Mm-hmm. All right. From below and upwards, swept down upon the lake, and the boat was being filled with the water, and they were in great danger. They kept on being in great danger. And the disciples came and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, remember what he said? This is a headmaster. This is a superintendent. This is the teacher of all teachers. Mm-hmm. We are perishing. And he, being thoroughly awakened, censured and blamed and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, they ceased for themselves, and there became a calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? Where is your faith, your trust, and your confidence in me, in my veracity and my integrity? And they were seized with alarm and profound and reverent dread, and they marveled, saying to one another, who is this? Who then is this, that he commands even the wind and the sea, and they obey him? That's where we are up to now. Kai, kata, plusan, estain, koron, ton, gera, senon, hetes, esten, ante, pera, Galileos. And they sailed down into the country of the Gerasenes. The country of the Gerasenes. Which is our over against the side, over against the country, that is, of the Galilee. Verse number 27. Ex elephonte, de auto, epi tain gain, hepen tason, aner tis et tais polios, ekon daimonia, kai chrono, hikano, uk, endi sato, hemation kai en oikaya, uk eminen, Allah, or all that is, en tois mena masin. The Lord of the graveyard. The Lord of the graveyard. That's who we're talking about here. And having gone out, him upon the land, he stepped upon the land, and he met a man, a certain man out of the city, having demons. This man is possessed by demons. Nominative singular mass and present participle active. Having demons. Actually, the demons had him. And time considerable. Not, he did not clothe himself. He did not tie on clothing at all. Now, I had one preacher say this one time. The sure sign of demonism is nakedness. On the screens and out on the beaches and all over the place. The sure sign of demonism is nakedness. Now this man was naked. That's an absolute fact. And he was demon possessed. That's another fact. And he hurt himself and he hurt other people. And they could do nothing for him or in any way humanly possible help this man. He didn't tie on any garments. And in the house not, he kept on remaining. He lived out in the tombs. Out among the dead bodies. Out among the stench. Out among the hell on earth, so to speak. Dead bodies. The Lord of the graveyard. But among the places remembered of those dead ones. He did not live in a house. He did not live like normal people. He lived out in the graveyard among dead bodies and stench, naked. Edon de ton eson, anacroxos, pros epeson, auto kai phone, megale epain. Ti imoi kai si. Esu, we, tuthiu. Tu, hephisto, diomai, su, me, basanises. And having seen the Jesus, having cried out and up, screamed to heaven, up and out, he screamed. He fell prostrate down in front of him. And in a voice, great, he said, what to me and to you, Jesus, Son of God the Most High, I beg you for myself, not you may torment me. He knew that it was not yet time for his torment to begin. That takes place over here in the lake of fire forever. That's where that will take place. That's where that the white throne judgment. The lake of fire is a long way off from this period of time, humanly speaking. But the depths of the Sea of Galilee was called the place of Tophet. The bottomless pit. And we know where the hogs were drowned, don't we? Not you may torment us. Second person singular, first aorist, subjunctive active. They know he could. 8 and 29. Parangalin. Gar tu numate. To akatharto. Ex elthane, apo tu antrapu. Polois gar chronois. Sin eder pake. Auto kai. Edes mu eto. Halisen kai pades. Philosomenos kai di erreson to desma elu neto hippo to daimonio estas eremus. That's a long verse. Longest gospel in long verses. 1,100 and something verses, and they're long ones. And he kept on commanding the spirit, the unclean spirit, to come out from the man. For many times he had seized over and over and over again, third person singular, proof perfect, indicative, active. Continuous, completed action up to a specific time. Page 153 in Davis's grammar, if you want to look that one up. He had seized him over and over and over again, and he kept on being bound with chains. Helisen. Chains. Now the chains of the day were made out of iron and sometimes bronze. And this spirit in him was so powerful he kept breaking the chains. Mm-hmm. And pedos and foot irons, leg irons, literally foot irons, ankle bracelets, being guarded and tearing apart the bindings, the desma, the bindings. And he kept on being driven by the agency of the demon unto the wilderness. Now the word hippo there gets the idea of motion, page 417, Analytical Lexicon. By the agency of demons, the idea of motion unto the wilderness, where the wild animals lived. I believe even the wild animals, the tigers and lions and the bears and the wolves were afraid of him. 8 and verse 30. Epirotason de alton ho Jesus. Tisu onoma esten. Ho de epan legion. Hote es elthane. Demonia pala es alton. And he interrogated him, the Jesus. What is your name? What to you name it is, literally. That little T there, that's a page 403 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. That's a little interrogative, indefinite pronominal adjective, if you want to know everything about that little T. And the one he said, legion, legion. 2,000 to 6,000 men is a legion. Because he had entered demons many unto him. Daimonia. Marilyn, what is this?
Little gods.
Little gods. Supernatural beings. Spirits that were fallen. 8 and verse 31. Kai parakalum. Auton hinam me epitoxe. Autois es tain abison. Apel thing. And they kept on crying out. They kept on crying out. Third person proven perfect, indicative, active. Kept on begging him, crying out and calling to him. In order that not he might order them into the abyss. The abyss means no bottom, into the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit. The abyss. Now where was the abyss, Marilyn? What was the Jews' idea of the abyss? The bottom, the yes. Gates of hell were the bottom of the Sea of Galilee.
Yes.
With that great Leviathan guarded it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what happens. Unto the abyssum, the bottomless pit, to send away. Second aorist, infinity, active. 832. Ein de ake. agale korion ekanon baskomene ento ore kai parakalusen auton hina epi trepse autois eis ekinos eis elthane kai epi trepsen autois. Now see at demons, where do demons seek to be, Marilyn?
An animal
or human flesh. Yeah, human they flesh. Seek to dwell because demons are not clothed. The angels are clothed. They have form. Even though we don't understand it because we can't go all the dimensions. There's angels all around us here. There's probably one on the place here. Someplace. Okay. Had to be on the place to keep me alive. Anyway, angels are all around, but they have form, but demons don't. So demons seek to dwell in human or animal flesh. And he continued to be there, a herd of swine, corion, pigs, many, feeding, in the mountain. And they besought him, who did? The demons besought Jesus, in order that he might allow them into those pigs to enter, and he allowed them. Remember, demons seek to dwell in human or animal flesh. 8:33. Exel thonta, deito daimonia, apo tu anthropu, exel thon eis tus korus, kai hor mason, he agale kata tu kreim nu, eis tain limne kai api nige. Sometimes animals have better sense than people. Moreover, after this, furthermore, that little weak adversative conjunctive particle there, they, look it up on page 85. That's the second word in this sentence, but that's the first translated. And moreover, having come out, the things demons from the man, they entered into the pigs. The word estus korus there. Into the pigs. You know, pigs are given a really bad rap. Pigs are smart. And this is one of the places in the Bible shows us how smart they are. These pigs did not want to live with demons in them.
Yeah.
Had better sense than that. Pigs are probably one of the smartest mammals that walk the earth, by the way. Dolphins and whales are smart mammals also, but pigs are just about the smartest land-dwelling animal in what we call the animal kingdom. Unto the pigs. And each one of them rushed. Each individual pig. Each pig made a decision. As that snake that Nahash did in the Garden of Eden. Each one of them rushed, each one of the herd, down the bluff, the Karemnu, Eistain Lemnain, unto the lake. And each one of them was snuffed out, smothered, choked, drowned. Some animals have better sense than humans. A demon is a supernatural being. In Greek, it means little god or little powerful creature stronger than man in the natural world. A being that is constantly conscious, knowing, and able to gather information for literally thousands of years. A being greatly superior to mankind. Edontes de ha boscontes. To gegnos ephigon kai apangelon eis tain polin kai eis tus agrus. Moreover, furthermore, having seen the ones feeding, the thing having taken place, they fled. And they reported. That word is apangalion. Apangalion. That's the word angel there. Angel means a messenger. They messaged. They reported. To the city. And unto the farmers. Unto the agricultural areas. The English word agriculture comes from agru. 35. Exelthane de eden to gegonos. Kai elthon pros ton eson. Kai uron kathe manon ton anthropon off. Ooh. To demonia. Exelthane hemat tis manon. Kai so fron nonta. Para tus podas tu esu. Kai efo beisteisen. And they went out to see the thing having taken place. And they came to the Jesus. And they found him sitting. They found the man sitting from whom the demons went out. Having been clothed. And being in his... He had good sense now. He had horse sense. Mm-hmm. The word there is so fron nonta. Full of brains. He's filled up with sense now. Beside the feet of Jesus, they were caused to fear. They were caused to fear. Third person plural, first aorist indicative passive. And they were caused to fear. Now, verse number 36. They should have called on Jesus to control their lives. But let's see what to do. Apangalion. De autois hoi. Idontes, pos esothen, ho daimon nistes. And they reported unto them, the ones having seen how he was healed, the one having been demon-possessed. Nomine singular masculine, first aorist participle passive, the one being demon-possessed. Demonized. Now let's go on to 37. And he I started translating it. Kai erotason. Auton hapon ta plethos. Tes perakoro. Ton geg. Gerasenon. Apelthane. Op auton hote phobo. Megalo. Sin e conta, autos de embos, eis plolion hipes strepsen. And he interrogated him. Each one of them interrogated him, all the multitude of the neighborhood, of the Gerasenes, to go away. They begged him, they interrogated him, said, get out of here, leave us alone, go away. Mm-hmm. Instead of wanting to hear this man and wanting to see what message he had, they didn't want him. He was cutting down on their profits. Their pocketbooks were going to be thinner. And to go away from them, because fear, great, they kept on being seized with. That means to strangle together, to together have. Seen echo. Third person plural and perfect indicative passive. They kept on being seized with fear. And he, having embarked in the boat, he returned. Epistrexo, he returned. Now let's look at this man. 8:38. Edeto de auton hon aner. Of who exhale le luthe. Ta demonia ene sin auto apellison de auto legon hipostrepte eis ton oikon si kai digu hosa si epoeison hothios kai apelthane kai holane tain palin. And he kept on begging Jesus, him, the man, from whom had gone out the demons, to be with him. But he dismissed him, saying, I got another job for you to do. Got another job for you to do. And Jesus told him what the job was. You return unto the household of you, and you relate what things to you he did, the God. Now who did this? God did it. Who's Jesus? He's God. He's Jehovah, the Old Testament. And he went away according to all the city. Now this is quite a do, quite a job. Now, this great storm on the sea that Jesus healed, that Jesus stilled, he proved that he had power over the elements. Now he proves that he has power over Satan's legions of demons. Now he went from a demoniac to a preacher of the God's word. Now, the area where he came from was Decapolis. Now, Decapolis, after this period of time, became a stronghold of churches. And it says, Kerusson Jose Hapoesen Alto Jesus, preaching what things he did Jesus to him. He knew Jesus was God in the flesh. The Bible says, Kaiholosko Sarxicanto, and the Jehovah flesh he became. And he dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The cities of Decapolis were, because of this man, the fields of the gospel would be prepared and sowed. An ancient hotbed of Christian churches would be springing up because of this man's testimony. Galilee was a crossroads of the Middle East, Via Maris. And from this area, all the news about Jesus is going to go. It's like the World Trade Center or something. Now, let's go back and read this from the Amplified Bible, from where we stopped. He went in and he... Let's go back to about verse number. Verse 26. Then they came to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. Now when Jesus stepped out onto the land, there met him a certain man out of the town, who had and was possessed by demons. For a long time, and he had worn no clothes, and lived not in a house, but in the tomb. The Lord of the graveyard. And when he saw Jesus, he raised a deep, terrible cry from the depths of his throat. And he fell down before him in terror. And he shouted loudly, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? What have we in common? I beg you, do not torment me. For Jesus was already commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it snatched and held him. And he was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters that he would break the bonds. And he was driven by the demon into the wilderness desert. And Jesus asked him, What is your name? And he answered, Legion, for many demons have entered him. And they begged Jesus, all the demons did, not to command them to depart into the bottomless pit, the abyssal. Now a great herd of swine was there feeding in the hillside. And the demons begged him to give them leave to enter them. Remember, demons like to dwell in human or animal flesh. Now this is one man that had 2,000 demons in him, and they say there were 2,000 hogs here. And he allowed them to do so. Now each demon went into a hog. And each hog made a decision for itself. That's what it says. And he allowed them to do so. And then the demons came out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd, each and every one individually, rushed down the steep cliff into the lake. And each one was drowned and choked by the water. Now, Let's think. The Jews are watching, aren't they? And they heard this man beg them, the demons coming out of this man's deep in his throat, do not torment us, do not put us in the abyssal. And now where the hogs run, into the abyssal, what they think is the bottomless pit and the gates of hell. So now all the demons are leased into the gates of hell, into the abyssal. And when the herdsmen saw what had happened, they ran away and told it in the town and in the country. And the people went out to see what had occurred. And they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right sound mind, and they were seized with alarm, terror, and fear. And those who had seen it told them how it had been possessed with demons and was restored to health. Then all the people of the countryside surrounding the Gerasenes district asked Jesus to depart from them, for they were possessed and suffering with dread and terror. And so he entered into a boat, and he returned to the west side of the Sea of Galilee. They didn't want the God of the universe among them. Mm-hmm. It cost them too much money. But the man from whom the demons had gone kept begging and praying that he might accompany him and be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to your home and recount the story throughout how that many and great things God has done for you. And the man departed, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. Now when Jesus came back to the Galilee, now we're going to quit right there at verse number 39. We see the story, don't we?
Yeah.
We see the story of the demons know that there is a God. The demons know there is a God. Demons tremble. Demons tremble. But men run. Demons tremble and confess who Jesus is. But men tremble and run. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out tonight that it might glorify you, that those out there, that are, some of them may be possessed by demons. Some of them, Father, may not know you as Savior. Father, those that know you as Savior, give them the unction to serve you with their hearts and their minds, not to just be complacent with the world that we have, but to want to further the gospel and to preach your word through their monies, through their time, through their wealth, from their heart. Forgive me, Father, please, where I fail you. In Jesus' name.